Hey there.
Hey.
How's it going?
Not too bad.
Good.
Now watch our gaming content.
Okay.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Which one am I?
I didn't plan for this, so don't count down. It's stressing me out.
7.
Give mama some sugar.
No!
Oh, I can't go back.
Oh, I'm going to watch you suffer.
What in God's name?
What up, my peeps? Welcome to Front Page Tech, of course, the show that gives you all of the latest tech news from one geek, that's me, to another, that is you. Earlier today, I scrubbed the floors with a carpet scrubber, you know, soap and water and all that, and now I'm standing in it, so my feet are soaked and soapy. Happy Monday. Chase, the bank, has rolled out a brand new update for their Android application that enables support for fingerprint scanning login. So if you have a Chase banking account, you have the Chase mobile app on your Android device has a fingerprint scanner, and you have a finger with a fingerprint, you can use it to log in. And this doesn't surprise me. I think we'll see more and more banks doing this. Bank of America actually did it last week for Android devices. So with fingerprint scanners becoming more prevalent. If before May 1st you walk into a Microsoft store within the US and you purchase yourself an unlocked Lumia 950 XL, they will give you a Lumia 950 for freezies. That is like $500 worth of device they're just gonna give to you. Now this seems like a really cool promotion when honestly it just seems like to me that they're getting rid of inventory. As we mentioned last week, they're not doing real great in terms of Windows Phone sales, and they probably have a shit ton of inventory that they need to get rid of. And what's the best way to get rid of shit? Give it away. I don't think anyone's gonna want it, even if they give it away. I don't want it, so. Moving on. One thing that Microsoft isn't terrible at, however, at least right now, is developing software. The WordFlow keyboard is available officially for iOS right now. We reported that the beta version was out and you could try it if you wanted to. Now, the official version is out. WordFlow, the fancy keyboard from Microsoft, is now available for iOS users. There you go. Go download it. I'll link it down in the description, actually. Maybe. Charter Communications officially owns Time Warner Cable for $78 billion. Now, we've actually been reporting on this since 2014. Not joking. That's how long they've been talking about this. But the Department of Justice was very hesitant to approve it, simply to avoid a monopoly. We saw the same thing with Comcast. Comcast tried to acquire Time Warner Cable, and they just turned down. Like, no, you can't do that. You can't have one end-all, be-all company. So, no go. And then Charter came across and was like, hey, can we has? And now the Department of Justice actually said yes. And a lot of people were like, no, this totally won't happen. This can't happen. But you might not remember, 2015, John said this.
Now, a lot of you guys might be wondering, well, since the deal didn't work out with Comcast because the FCC said no because you're too big, then will it work out with Charter? And my guess is probably yes, and this is why. If Comcast and Time Warner Cable
join... Tell us why!
I'm gonna do that.
Oh.
If Comcast and Time Warner Cable join together, then that's just one massive end-all be-all, pretty much. This isn't that. Though it will make Time Warner Cable and Charter massive, it only puts them at second largest, so you still do have that competition. There isn't just, this is it, consumer. Comcast is it. Deal with it. This gives you at least a couple options.
Now, since the Department of Justice agreed to go ahead with this, they did say that Charter has to follow a few rules. Number one, they are not allowed to impede access to streaming content. And FCC Chairman Tom Wheeler says that Charter will not be allowed to impose data caps or change user-based prices, nor will it be able to charge interconnection fees. So there you go, guys. It is officially official, and I'm glad that these rules are somewhat put into place, but let's be honest, Time Warner Cable already kind of sucks. Bookface engineers in the London are working on a standalone Facebook camera app. Now, we can expect this to work pretty much how Snapchat works. You open the app, boom, you got a camera, it opens up right away, you can take pictures, take videos, and this will allow you to instantly... It will allow you to instantly share directly to Facebook, so cool, and they're also going to give you instant access to streaming live to Facebook. Now, what are my thoughts? In order for me to actually ever want to use a standalone Facebook camera app, it has to bring more than just direct access to sharing to Facebook and direct access to live streaming to Facebook. Give me some more features that are better than what I can get with my native camera app, because if not, then it's just another camera app that I'm not going to use. But what am I even saying? I actually do know people that use the Snapchat camera app, not even to post to Snapchat, but just to use it as their native app. So what John says doesn't really matter. People don't make sense anyway. That's the show. Hopefully you liked it or learned something. If you did, hit that subscribe button down below. You can also follow us on the Twitter. Bam, right there. You can follow us right there. And I will see you guys tomorrow. You like that? Is that mysterious?